care of the plumbing in natural.
Thought for today. If you ever are in doubt about anything, blame Heinz. This is Dr. Herbert L. Varley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campbell, California, with a thought for today. If you're ever in doubt about anything, blame Heinz. Heinz has broad shoulders, and he has a tall frame, and he has a magnificent, healthy form about him. Everything he does with great dexterity, great clarity, great magnificence in everything he does. And so we have a flower set up on our deck where the carpet is cut open and there's you can see the dirt below. And in the dirt they plant flowers. And so the flowers are quite lovely. And then every morning when we come out to have our breakfast on the patio and the terrace here, we see dirt scratched from the flower bed onto the patio, onto the carpet. And we say, well, was that little love, our little mini pin? And Ellen says, of course not her child. And is that Rex? Yeah. If Rex does it, he's going to get a bigger place to work. So it must be the cats. And Ingeborg says, well, I don't know if it's a cat's. If it's a cat's, it's a cat's. But maybe it's not. And Heinz says, it was me. And that solved all discussion. You see, when you go around trying to pass around blame, all you do is go on a fool's journey. You arrive nowhere with no proof or no indication of anything. And like, so what? You know, if it was a cat, if it was a dog, if it was anybody, what is the activity that follows it? And the activity that follows it is that you clean it up. You clean it up, and then you go about your activity. You go about your life. Rex is going about throwing his bone on the floor here to get our attention. Now, what do you want to do? What is the important thing in your life? What is the important aspects of your life? What attention do you want to get for yourself? Heinz has found it easier to say, if there's anything wrong, blame me. I'll go take care of it and make it right. And I got broad shoulders, and I'm untouched, and I don't mind the judgment because I know whether I did it or not. And I'm just, you know, a mellow fellow. Now, being a mellow fellow, what happens to us? When we are a mellow fellow, all the tensions of life just sort of fade away. Mm-hmm. All of the concerns of life just sort of fade away. All of the anxiety of life just fades away. And what happens when the anxiety and tensions of life fade away? Our body says, wow, the old playground is back with no big bullies around, no tensions, no anxiety. Wow, it's wonderful to be out on the playground again. I can run around in my body. I can have fun. I can be myself, and I can do whatever makes me happy. And then our body just sort of jumps for joy, and every enzyme just moves into its proper place, and all the white stem cells that are sitting there are saying, what do you want us to do? They say, look, those guys are having fun. I'm going to go join them. They're jumping for joy, and they're doing all sorts of fun things. And so then the millions and billions and trillions of stem cells of our body jump out and run around with all these good fellows who are so happy with no tension and no anxiety, and think, wow, what a wonderful way to go. What a wonderful way to live. What a wonderful way to be. And so Heinz is starting a school, and the school is called No Tension, No Anxiety. And I said, Heinz, I don't like the word no in there. And he said, okay, we'll change the name of the school to Go, Go, Go. Unlimited Go, Go, Go. And, well, Heinz, I don't like the word unlimited, really. I like it, the action, you know, the allness, the isness. Heinz says, Herb, you name it, I'll claim it. It doesn't matter to me. You put any name you want on my freedom. You put any name you want on my being myself and having fun, and I will claim it. I don't care. It doesn't bother me at all. You're the one who's hung up with the yeses and the noes and the rights and the wrongs and stuff like that. Doesn't bother me at all. And so Heinz dances around here, sings around here, and he tries to give us his wife's jacket and says it's a gift for us here. And I said, Heinz, this is very lovely of you, but I'm not used to buttoning my buttons from the opposite side like this here. And he says, well, you get used to anything. He says, I did. My wife taught me to do everything. She taught me to be a free spirit. She says, Heinz, be yourself and have fun. And I said, Cynthia, I will follow your advice forever and ever and ever and be myself and have fun. So I'm off to see the wizard, the wonderful Wizard of Oz, and I'll see you later, sweetheart. And she says, well, Heinz, when you come home, the door is always ready for you, open, free, and the house is always ready for you to be whatever you want it to be, and I am always ready for you. But in the meantime, Heinz, I'm going to be having fun too. I don't know what I'm going to be doing, but I'm going to be going to Korea, and I'm going to go here to the candle shows, and I'm just going to have a ball. And Heinz, you go have a ball, and I'll have a ball. And so the two of them set off on their separate journeys. And who knows what wonderful meditations they're going to meet in the middle. Who knows what wonderful experiences they're going to have as they find themselves. They'll find that they don't need anybody. They don't need to be owned or possessed or married or unmarried. They don't need anything. They just love everybody with absolute love and absolute joy. And all the tension is gone out of their life, trying to make themselves good to other people. All the anxiety is gone out of their life, trying to live up to what they think the world wants them to do. And the world, whether we know it or not, doesn't care anything about us unless we think the world cares about us. And if we think the world cares about us, the world cares about us in the way that we think the world cares about us. And so how do we think the world cares about us? We think the world cares about us in the world saying to us, be yourself and having fun. Be yourself and do your thing. Now, you heard the story of Johnny Appleseed getting a bag of apple seeds and going across America and planting apple seeds here and there and everywhere, not stopping to nurture them and fertilize them and water them, just planting and planting and planting. And here and there, thousands and millions of them grew, and here and there, thousands and millions of them didn't grow because there was no moisture, no nurturing for them. And so when the soil was right, the temperature was right, the air was right, the weather was right, everything was right, they grew. And when it wasn't, they didn't. Heinz didn't say, or Johnny Appleseed didn't say, my God, I planted seeds where it didn't grow. And he said, no, I throw them everywhere. Who knows, they might fall into a crack, and in the middle of a mountain, up comes an apple tree, and people say, what in the world, how did that ever happen? Because out of the cracks of the rock, out of the improbable, impossible places for things to grow, things grow and wonderful things happen. So we should use our imagination and use our dreaming and use our potentiality and use our beautiful ability to recognize all is good and very good and be yourself and have fun under all circumstances and watch how much fun it is. That's why nobody can make Heinz mad. Anybody try to tell Heinz he's not good, he'll say, thank you. That was very nice of you to notice. And the person says, are you crazy? Heinz says, just whatever you think. You know, I'm a happy guy. I think you're crazy. And Heinz says, you do? Is that nice? Well, yeah, it's pretty nice, really. You know, and can I be crazy too? And Heinz says, it's all up to you. Walk your own path. Follow your own master. Be your own self. Have fun. And let all the tension and all the anxiety go where it belongs, back to the nothingness. And let all the good and the happiness and the peace and the wholeness and the right action and the truth and the goodness that exists in the world go where it belongs, right with you in your heart, your mind, your body, and your soul. So, my loves, isn't that wonderful? Mm-hmm. So, have a wonderful morning and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.
I love you.
9 minutes and 3 seconds. Oops, it's still running.